I ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Where two or more are gathered in your name, welcome, Lord. It is good to be here. Praise you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 430 in your red hymnal.
Thank you. It's money, but it's not always money. It's the things that we can do for others. And God wants us to use our wealth to be a blessing to others. Genesis chapter 12, the Abrahamic covenant. God says, I will bless you so that through you all families on earth will be blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. And Jesus said to love one another. So use what you have. Use what you can do to help other people. Okay? All right, let's pray. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us. Thank you for all the things that we've learned how to do, how to color, how to clean our rooms, how to help clean the house, how to take care of the pets, how to take care of things in the yard. Help us to help others by doing the same thing. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, choir. The word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. You can follow along in your pew Bible, the Revised Standard Version. We're going to hear a letter from the Apostle Paul written to Timothy, giving him instructions on worship. Hear Paul's words. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. And a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. This ends the reading of Paul's holy word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you've given to us. Thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And God, we give to you with a cheerful heart. Thank you. We praise you. And we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting and broken world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. praise the Lord. Please be seated. We come now to a time of sharing of joys and concerns. We begin with our joys, and we share about things that God has done for us, blessings that we have that we are particularly thankful for, and for answered prayer. So anybody have a joy that they would like to share? Okay, what was that? Babies. Friends and family. Indoor plumbing, my personal favorite. Thank you. Horseshoe curve and trains. Youth group. The joy of family gathering for a happy occasion. Elaine had outpatient back surgery, came through her procedure fine. Yes. Our daughter-in-law, Julie, had back surgery Wednesday, 5.5 hour back surgery. They put a brace, screwed a brace into part of her spine, and she's athletic, a young woman, two kids. But they had her up and walking, and the next day she was even better, and just amazing what they can do. So she's coming along great. Other joys. Okay, Barb was away, she's glad to be back. Anniversaries. Pets, haircuts, roof over our heads, clothes that we wear, food that we eat, cars that we drive in, the roads that we drive on, the weather such that it is, our health such that it is, our prosperity and wealth. For all of our joys, we like to say praise the Lord. So for all of our joys, we say
praise the Lord.
Pens and pencils, my homework, your homework. Somebody needs you to spend some time in prayer on their behalf. And so we are intercessors. This is serious work. We want to pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We want to pray for our church, FUMC. Pray for our country and our country's leaders. USA. Pray for Israel. Pray for our first responders, for those who are battling addiction, for Pastor Ron and Robin and the youth team. Pray for our youth group. Men and women and families in the military. Our office manager, Lisa. Pray for Lisa. Pray for all of those names on the back of our bulletin. You'll see a list of names. Please take that home. Pray for them during the week. Pray for Donna and Laura. Who else do we want to pray for? Okay, and Carrick or?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alice
Stoner. Andy and Katrina, let's pray for traveling mercies for them and for everybody on the road. Unspoken request, just raise your hand. God sees the hand, knows the details. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. God, thank you for our blessings, for indeed we are a blessed people. Thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. With you, God, all things are possible. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, no matter what happens, we pray that it brings honor and glory and praise to your holy name. Thank you for our blessings, God. And we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of the names that we have made known here today. You know the details, God. And we pray that you do a mighty work in each and every situation. For you're greater than any problem that anybody has. And we know that you love us. So into your hands we commit our spirits. We commit the spirits of those whom have caught our attention. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in
heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. It's gospel according to Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 1. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man who was manager who was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager anymore. The manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their homes. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 900 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked a second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, Tracy read it earlier, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let me read just a couple of those sentences over. Here's the scriptures. This is the word of God. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. That's the word of God. And you wonder why our country's in such trouble. Why is there such turmoil, unrest, disrespect, evil? We are supposed to pray for those who are in charge. And I am as guilty as anybody else of making fun of politicians. And I hate politics. I just really despise politics. But it drives me crazy, all of the ranting and raving we have about our politicians, especially about old Carrot Top, old Trump. People just bashing him down one way or another. And I'm not saying anything about the job he's doing. But I am talking about the office of the President of the United States, somebody who is an authority. There's a TV show on at late night, and you'll know who I'm talking about. They make their bread and butter off of bashing the president. They open up every show just hammering away. They do a real good job of it. It shouldn't be so. You may think it's funny, humorous, entertaining, but it is part of the ruination of this country. Because here, clearly the Word of God says that we are to make petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all those in authority, kings and all those in authority, so that if we do that, if we treat the office with respect, regardless of whether or not we like the politician, if we treat the office with respect, and if we don't have anything good to say, we don't say anything at all, but if we do that, treat the office with respect, those whom God has put in authority, it says then that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And is our country doing that today? Living peaceful and quiet lives? Not even close. They're going to have to start rating the news newscast. They're going to have to start rating it R. It's just a mess. The violence that goes on in this country today. And we think it's okay to take politicians and rip them apart. We think it's okay to slander people in our community, to slander people in the church, to slander people in our families. If you would read through Proverbs and read about what the Word of God says about those who slander, those who gossip, those who tell lies, who cause civil unrest and disobedience, they're in a world of trouble, let me tell you. The condemnation of God is upon them. But somehow, we think it's okay. It's just entertaining. We don't really mean anything bad by it. But there's a lack of respect. And the lack of respect doesn't begin with the person that's in office. The lack of respect begins with the Word of God. Because we have chosen to turn our backs upon the Word of God and do what we feel like doing. We do not respect God. And we see that all throughout our community, all throughout our society. It says that if we show respect to those who are in power and we pray for them, it says that will live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And it goes on to say that this pleases God. So if you are all interested in pleasing God, I think we need to start with repenting. And then we need to think before we put our tongues in gear. You know, the Bible says overcome evil with good. If we don't like a situation in the government, we've been given a process by which to change it. Respectfully. I am not talking politics. I'm talking the Word of God. We need to change our ways. As much as I don't like politics, I really don't like slander. Not against anyone. And then here we are in Luke chapter 16, talking about the shrewd manager who was stealing from his master and gets fired. And before he's let go, he brings in all the debtors of his master and he cuts them a big break by slashing their bills so that they will all owe him a favor, so that he'll have some place to live, somebody to take care of him. And when he's worn out his welcome, he'll be able to go from one place to another because he has all these people that'll owe him favors. And Jesus didn't say this was right. He said it was shrewd. And he said that we, as children of the light, should use our wealth, our treasures, in order to be a blessing to others. We should help one another. Because by doing that, it shows the attitude of our heart. It shows that Jesus Christ is truly our Lord and Savior, and we get to go to heaven because we believe in Jesus. Because if you believe in Jesus, you will share your treasures with others. Remember last week we said that if you want to be a follower of Jesus, you have to give up what? Everything. Not just what's comfortable, not just what you can afford, not just what you don't mind giving up, not just what's used, what's old. You have to give up everything in order to be Jesus' follower. Matthew 25 says about the sheep and the goats that as children of the light, you and I are to use our wealth in order to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, help those who are in need, visit the sick and those who are in prison, because by doing that, we'll be helping Jesus. He said, that which you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. We need to repent. We need to do things differently. We need to use our words wisely. We need to use our blessings, our property, our possessions, our time, our talents. We need to use those wisely as well. Genesis chapter 12 says that we are blessed to be a blessing. That's why you were blessed, so that you can bless somebody else. And I know far too often, and I'm sure some of you here can testify to it, that when you take some of those blessings for granted, all of a sudden they're gone. For one reason or another, they're gone. If you can't use the blessings that God has given you, if you can't use them wisely in order to be a blessing to others, he's not going to give you any more, and he may very well take off of you what he gave you. If you are faithful in a little bit, do what you can for other people, then God will bless you with much. That's the word of the Lord. You can't have it both ways. I can't have it both ways. We can't badmouth the president and then expect to have peace and prosperity. We can't badmouth the local politicians, the police, the military. We can't badmouth the pastor. Can't badmouth chair people. We can't badmouth brothers and sisters in Christ. We can't badmouth the family, your blood family, and expect to have peace and prosperity. I don't understand why things aren't going better. I can't understand why I'm having all these problems. All that no good, blah, 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 you know, running people down. Think before you put this in gear. Remember the word of God to pray for people, to intercede on their behalf, to give thanks for them, whether you like them or not. Why? Because the word of God said to do that. And if we'll be faithful in this little bit, God will give us much. Nobody can serve two masters. You can't have it both ways. You can't serve both God and money. You can't serve both God and the flesh. Just can't. Can't do both. It's either one or the other. Remember that God loved us extravagantly. And while we were yet sinners, the word says, Christ died for us. Let you and I love each other extravagantly. That's the word of the Lord. God loves you, and so do I. During the singing of the last hymn, the altar rail is always open. You are welcome to come down to the altar rail at any time. But remember to surrender everything that you have to God in order to be Jesus' follower. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Let's stand and sing. Number 354, I Surrender All.
Surrender all to Him. I will never.
Give it up. Give up control of your life. Give up control of your possessions. Give it up. Ask God, what do you want me to do with it, Lord? Help me to love the unlovable. Help me to be a blessing to others. Not to wait for them to come to me, but let me go to them. I know it's going to move us right out of our comfort zones. It's the Word of God. Show respect for God. Can't have it both ways. And I love you too much. So, God, thank you. Thank you for Lily Diane today, Lord. For the joy of battle. Thank you, Lord, for being here in our midst and for loving us in spite of our imperfections, in spite of our sinfulness. You love us. Help us, God. Help us to serve you and you alone. Help us to pick up our cross daily. Help us to give up everything that we have and everything that we are to you. Help us to love one another. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And you're all invited to come down for lunch afterwards, down for the vision meeting. It's not going to take very long. It won't be painful. We're just looking for some direction. There's lots of stuff going on, so please make sure you read through that bulletin. Lord, have your way with us in Jesus' name, and all God's children said,
Amen. Amen.